Welcome to Township's Daily News Bits.
With Holly Bailey
and Jim Ferrier, bringing you the news and events that matter to townshippers.
Thanks to the Local Journalism Initiative funded by the Government of Canada.
You're tuned in to the Township's Daily News Bits here with Holly Bailey, and this episode is dedicated to Calax des Rivières. It's located in Granby, a non-for-profit organization dedicated to supporting women and to ending sexual assault and all other forms of sexual violence. It serves the Otyamaska and Bromississqua regions, and they are coming up upon their 40th anniversary serving our communities. It is an essential service that is not provided through the government's health care plan, and we really need to know what's available to us in the unfortunate circumstance that ourselves or someone we know may need the support and help. So Calax, we're speaking today with Sandrine Schmidt-Landry, a counselor at the center, and she joins us to give us a sense of what's in store for people at the 40th anniversary, the opening event on March 24th, and some of the follow-up events that will take place throughout this year. So without further ado, let's jump into our conversation. Here we are on 99.1 on the Township's Daily News Bits, and we have the pleasure of welcoming Sandrine Schmidt-Landry. Merci d'être là.
You're welcome. I'm happy to be there.
So you're a counselor, is my understanding, at Calax des Rivières.
Yes. I'm a counselor at Calax.
Can you tell us a little bit about Calax? Like, what kind of a special organization is this that we have here in our region?
Yeah, Calax is a community organization that gives services to women and related that have been through sexual assault. We have three different panels of services, which are we have individual counselor, we have a group counselor as well, and we have also a different panel, which is prevention, and we are going to school, high schools, to do prevention about sexual assault and consent, cyber aggression,
all kinds of forms it comes in, exactly. And then you also have the troisième volet, I believe, is defending women's rights in that capacity as well.
Yeah, women's right, which we are having feminist approach, and that involves understanding the social oppressions that women are going through, which this is why we are doing women's right advocacy as well.
Okay, so it's Calax des Rivières, Otyamaska, Bromississqua, Sexual Assault Support and Prevention Center. And I have seen you working in schools like our local high school at Massé-Vanier, doing these really interactive kind of conference-like activities that help sensitize people. What are your rights? What is sexual aggression? What are the boundaries and limits? And where's your voice in this? And it's very powerful. Thank you for the work that you do.
Thank you. It's a big teamwork. My colleagues and I are going to many high school with we're involving Massé-Vanier as well, and we are covering all the Otyamaska and Bromississqua territory, which all those schools mostly that are in this area. We are doing prevention into classrooms, and we are doing prevention like on the dinner time, on the pause, and we have kiosk with different other, most of the time we are with other community or organizations that do also prevention. It's important for us to show to the kids that we are here and to make them know and learn more about our services that we can provide to them.
Exactly. And from our conversation, I understand it's for girls and women from 12 years old and up. So it's a service you're lending to young girls too, which is very powerful.
12 years old and older, and we are giving services yet to girls and women, and also to everyone who is have been socialized as a woman in a part of his or her of her lives.
Okay, so people who recognize themselves socially as a woman, because you would be dealing with everything that a woman deals with in society. It's true, it's different. Okay, so that's Calax. So you have been serving our community. It's coming up to 40 years, which is exceptional. I read June 26 is the 40th anniversary of Calax des Rivières, that was formerly known as Calax Granby. So you have an opening event that takes place on March 24th, and that's specifically why we're speaking with you now. Can you tell us a little bit about this opening event?
Our 40th anniversary. We are this event. We have a movie projection. It's a movie called "Je vous salue, salope." It is released by Léa Clermont-Dion. She's an author and a feminist researcher as well. She will be there for the presentation of her movie. And after that, there will be a period of discussion, question, and that will be all bilingual as well. The movie is all bilingual, and Léa Clermont-Dion, she's also a bilingual person. So it's open to everyone. It will be at Cégep, and everyone is welcome.
So that's at the Cégep de Granby. So that event takes place at 6 o'clock. Do people need to buy tickets for that?
You people have to contact us, and it's free. Just contact us, and you can have a ticket.
Okay. And is there a number to call or an email? What would you prefer?
It could be an email. You can write at info at calaxderivière.ca. You can also call us at 450-375-3338.
Okay, perfect. So Léa Clermont-Dion, I did a little bit of research and I'm seeing she's a very prominent Quebec feminist, author and filmmaker, as you said. And her movie, Je vous salue, salope, co-directed with Guylaine Marois, I believe, speaks about cyber violence and misogyny online. And what else can you tell us about this movie? It sounds very provocative, very interesting.
It's about online misogyny and hate against women, mostly online. It's they've been interviewing people from two different continents. They have people who are just stuck up talking about what they've been through, and they've been interviewing experts as well. It's mostly about cyber violences and cyber misogyny.
Okay. And that's, I think, very important to speak about this and openly in a forum like this, because a lot of parents didn't deal with that as teenagers or didn't grow up in that reality necessarily. So to speak to your kids or your teens or even just for yourself, like it's somewhat of a new phenomenon that we're not used to. So yeah, congrats. You're right. T'es sur la coche avec ça. And so then the follow-up conference, again with Léa Clermont-Dion, she's titled it RESACS or RESACS. What does that speak to?
This is her conf I don't know exactly. I think she will be explaining it there on the
Okay.
21st. But I know she's doing research on misogyny and online, so
Okay, more discussion on the themes of what the film presents. Okay, so that's the kickoff for your series of 40th anniversary events, and it's ongoing through the year, I'm told. And then you've got something coming up in May, and that's specific for members of CALACS. So that's someone who's either received services and or become a member of your organization. What is that weekend? It sounds very very special.
It's non-mixed, so only women can go there, and it's our members. It's the second event of our 40th anniversary. There will be dance activities, clowning activities, art therapy, and vision board over the weekend from May 8th to 10th. And I think members that will enjoy this free activity will have a memory memorable
Experience it. Yeah.
yeah
And
thank
that's
you.
going to be taking place at Jouvence, I understand. So that's like a gorgeous milieu en plein air and a really nice space to connect with people.
In the nature, it's it helps to connect with your artistic mind, I think, and so which is why they decided to go there.
And embrace that space and silence that, get into the play of things. So you've got clowning activities, group activities, creative journaling, art therapy, vision boarding, even dance. This, dynamic. So that's women only, members only, and it's free, I'm told, for members. That's exceptional. How do you fund all these projects?
Well, we have different partners that we are working with. Every year, we give, I think, a vision board night at the CALACS. And so I think this person will come back for this weekend in Jouvence. We did also dance, which also the dance activity. We will have another one. It's going to be a different one, but another dance activity on May. I think it's going to be Saturday, the 23rd and the 38th on May. This one I will be there. But so we have different partners that do different types of therapeutic form of arts, dance, and sports, anything that we are working with them every, well, all year long, for a sort different days, but it's gonna be like a weekend that will be all condensed with for members with all
Okay.
those people.
So if people want to stay in touch or find out more, is there a way for them to stay up to date with what's going on with CALACS and the activities that are coming? Do you have like a newsletter that you send out?
We have a newsletter. You can get in touch with CALACS by email or phone call, and we will put you on the our list, the email list, and you can r receive any all the information about our events and different activities.
So, if there's a woman or a girl out there who's hearing this, who's hesitant about reaching out, maybe she doesn't have an issue, but she's curious, is there anything you'd like to say to them or a message you'd like to put out?
It's gone. Our 40th anniversary is gonna be really cool. So feel free to come to our first event, or as a member to our second event, and we will still be there for a few years. Well, until there will be sexual assault problems, we will be there.
So as long as there's sexual assault problems, CALACS is in your corner and ready to support, you're saying. Wow.
Yeah.
It's like a double-edged sword. We wish we didn't need you, but we really do need you.
Yeah.
Thank you
We wish
so
not, but
Yeah, things are changing, but we need to speak up more. We need to collectively work together and rally as women and as a society and yeah, keep raising beautiful men, you know, who support us in expressing ourselves as a whole. So thank you. I wish you the best with your 40th anniversary and your activities and continued success with all the services and support you give to the women and our society at large. Merci beaucoup.
You're welcome. Merci.
You just heard from Sandrine Schmidt-Landry, a counselor over at Calaxe des Rivières, a non-for-profit organization that supports survivors of sexual violence. It works in a proactive vein as well with sensitization and prevention and offers a lot of support to people and to our community at large. They're celebrating their 40th anniversary with a special soiree over at the Cégep de Granby. That is a screening of the movie Je vous salue salope, followed by a discussion and conference led by Léa Clermont-Dion, who is one of the directors of the movie. She's a feminist and prominent Quebec author and filmmaker, and it should be quite an illuminating evening and event. Tickets are available by calling the center at 450-375-3338 or by emailing them at info@commercialcalaxederivieres.ca. Calax was created by women and for women, and their services are really on point with the needs of society, and they mobilize to support us all. So we thank them for their fine work and their dedication to the health and safety of women here in society. This is Holly Bailey signing off for 99.1, brought to you through the Local Journalism Initiative funded by the Government of Canada.